Blog Talk Radio.
PSM Live, this is Angel. Thank you so much. So many callers on already and listeners. Today is going to be a pre-recorded show, though. I may be able to come back on here and there to talk to you guys for a moment and upload a new sermon. But Prophet is not doing 100% yet, so we want to keep praying for him. As he gets back on his feet, we want to keep praying for him as he gets back on his feet because he is back on them. Amen. And we just want to make sure that he is fully restored before he starts pouring out so much again, because you know when he does, and he does it well. But today he just called and asked that I put on a pre-recording because I have some things planned today myself, but we want to be praying for him and the gathering and just everything else coming up. I know we got the fast coming up pre the gathering, and all the intercessors and the warriors covering everybody. And it's just going to be amazing. I know it's Testimony Tuesday, so please post your testimonies and things via the Facebook page, via the website, psmintl.org, or go on Facebook and search for Prophet Shakespeare Ministries, INTL. You will find us and like us. If you're not already a part, amen. But today will be a pre-recorded session. I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to start the sermon, The Power to Believe. And we have that power. We just don't always access it. But believing is a powerful thing if you can really step into that thing of believing God and trusting him beyond a shadow of a doubt. Amen. So, God, we come to you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for today. Thank you for every caller, every listener. We thank you right now, Lord Jesus, that your blood has covered us, that you've already ordered our steps in this day. We thank you, Lord Jesus, not only for Prophet Shakespeare Ministries, but for every ministry doing your righteous deeds, oh God, doing your righteous biddings, oh God. Sending them as you send them out to the masses, oh God, in every missions field, oh God, we ask that you cover them, Lord Jesus, all your warriors, all your intercessors, oh God, we thank you now, Lord Jesus, for strengthening your kingdom, oh God, in this earth, Father God, for giving your sons and daughters the open doors that they need as they walk into favor today, oh God, and suddenly increasing them, oh God, and letting them know, Father God, that it is for you and not for themselves, but for your glory and for heaven's sake, oh God, and that you be glorified, Father. We thank you now, Lord Jesus, and we just give you praise, honor, and glory. Open the ears of everyone that will hear this sermon today and these sermons and these teachings, Lord God. Open their ears, open their eyes, Father God, in their hearts, Lord God, that they see you high and lifted up, that they see you in a different way today, God, that they see you brand new. In Jesus' name we pray, always, amen. Here you go, guys, the power to believe. And don't forget to be interactive on the Facebook page. Just because he's not on today and we're not on today in an interactive way on here, you can still listen in and be interactive on the Facebook page. Love you guys.
I just want to share just a few minutes of maybe a few points, and then we're moving on to our baptism. Do that, praise the Lord. Amen. Starting at the first verse through the 12th verse, and it simply says these words.
Pastor, what's the book? Nobody has a book.
Didn't I say St. John? I said St. John.
Yes. What chapter?
Chapter 1. Chapter 1. She just sent on the tape before I wanted to say it again. St. John chapter 1, praise the Lord, commencing at the first verse. Of course, I read from the King James Version of the Word of God. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shined in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. And it says, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. Saying, came for witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not, and he came unto his own, and his own received him not. Listen to this, it's the verse. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. I just want to talk about power to believe. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord. We talk about power to believe. The dynamos or the dynamic ability that we all share in common here who have accepted Jesus Christ as Lord is not due to our own initiative or our own ability, because none of us in our right, praise the Lamb of God, can really believe in God. Praise the Lamb of God. None of us really have the capacity to believe in God. Therefore, our belief is a work of God. God has worked in us by his Spirit, whereas we have been predestined to be saved. So therefore, it's of his power, not yours, that you save. Now the Bible tells us we're saved by grace, through faith, right? Praise the Lamb of God in Jesus Christ. But you're not just saved because you believed. You saved because God caused you to believe. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh yeah, he caused you to believe. He worked situations and circumstances out conveniently, praise the Lamb of God, so that you could be transformed.
Yes.
He worked out situations and circumstances so that you could come to a believing knowledge. Yes. That you could come to a place, yes, of believing. That's why you meet some people, praise God, and they can't accept God no kind of way you present it to them. Yes. They cannot accept it because it's only by God's Spirit. He does the initiation. He does, praise the Lamb of God, the internal work,
yeah,
by his Spirit to bring us to a point of understanding, of accepting. What triggers in us, nobody knows. Mm. Praise the Lamb of God, that really, really made you believe that there was a God. Right. It could have been the action of a parent or a grandparent. It could have been the action of someone else. Maybe you saw something miraculous. Then it could have just been a raindrop. Mm. It could have just been that you noticed the constellation of stars, or you noticed, praise the Lamb of God, nature alone, and came to a mind to say, you know what? Only a God could do this.
Right.
Praise the Lamb of God. The way creation is, the way this world is, only a God could really make it cold in the north and hot in the south. Come on, talk to me. Only a God could create the stars, the moon, the sun, and all that's created to bring into reality, praise the Lamb of God, what we see and what we view, with everything being in perfect dimension, perfect parameter, perfect distance, that the sun is not too close to the earth that it would burn us up.
Amen.
Neither is it too far that we'll freeze to death. Come on, talk to me here, somebody. Praise God. God has worked this out beautifully, and I'm not here to give you a chemistry or a science class or anything of that biology. I'm here to talk to you about the power of belief. Praise the Lamb of God. The first thing that gives you the dynamic to believe is the fact that you recognize that you can't do it on your own.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God. See, when people come to a place of thinking they say on their own, then they become self-righteous.
Right.
Hello, life buzz. Then they become holy in their own eyes.
Amen.
Come on, talk to me here. Praise the Lamb of God. Then they become holier than thou and are able to judge other people.
Right.
But when you recognize from what you really came from,
uh-huh,
praise the Lamb of God, and you know that you were undeserving,
right,
to be where you are right now.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, light bulb. Many of us should be in the grave right now.
Amen.
Many of us, praise the Lamb of God, should be in jail right now. Especially the IRS come in here and read you your real tax. Help me somebody, praise God. There's a lot of causes of why we shouldn't be where we are. But the true cause is by the grace of God. By God's mercy and God's love. Now watch this. Watch this. Praise the Lamb of God. Because this is something that we have to get a grip on when it comes down to our life and our living. Once we come to the point of recognizing that the power or the dynamic of my belief resides in God, then we need to process, what did I believe in order to get saved? What did I really do, praise the Lamb of God, to get snatched out of the fire? What did I really do out of all the people in the neighborhood, or all the young people, or all my family? What did I do that they didn't do that landed me in a place of grace, in a place of mercy? Because all of us in here, if we testify and tell the truth, we will say one thing, praise God, that we got a lot of kinfolk on their way to hell.
Amen.
Come on, talk to me here, somebody.
Amen.
A lot of us got a lot of friends or ex-friends, praise God, that's hell-bound. So we have to ask ourselves, what was this process that landed me here? And there's only little three things I'm going to tell you. I'm going to leave you alone. Praise the Lamb of God. The first one was, praise God, the pre-existence, praise God, of the Word. The Word of God pre-existed in God. Pre-existed in Him. And that Word was Him. And that Word was Him. Just as the Scripture says. So because you believe in that, praise God, you're saved. If you don't believe in that, then your salvation is void. I'm trying to help somebody today, because a lot of people wrestle with their salvation. They wrestle with, am I really saved? Praise God. And being saved is not that difficult. What's difficult is living the saved life.
That's right.
Amen. Come on, help me here, somebody. Being saved is as easy as going in the grocery store. But if you go in there without money, it's hard to grocery shop. Are y'all with me? Praise the Lamb of God. So it's not your salvation, praise God, that's really the struggle. It's the salvific life. It's living the lifestyle, praise God, of what you say you believe in and believe on, that's really the problem. Amen. So therefore, praise the Lamb of God, once we come to understand what we really believe, once we get that trajectory down pat, then we can start processing, how do I live the life that I say I believe in? Praise the Lamb, because that's really what the struggle is. So we have to believe in that part. Then we have to believe in the printed word, praise God. Printed word is the Bible that you carry,
right.
Praise God. You can't believe that Jesus pre-existed and was prophesied all these years, that he took part, praise God, in his pre-existing state and creation and everything we see, and then turn around and say, I don't believe the Bible. Because the Bible is the printed what he was and what he is and what he's about. So now, since I believe the printed word of God along with the pre-existing word of God, praise the Lamb of God, I'm almost there. There's one more position. I told you this is going to be quick. The last position is, I have to believe the predictive word of God. Now, once I believe the predictive word of God, well, maybe I better tell somebody what that really is. The predictive word of God is, you must believe what God has spoken over your life.
Amen.
See, a lot of us are stagnant. A lot of us are stuck. A lot of us are wrestling and struggling with ourselves and God. Are y'all listening to me? We got two wrestling matches going. We're struggling with ourselves because self don't want to change. Come on, talk to me. We struggle with ourselves because we really don't want to change. We want to stay just like we are. Praise God. However, we want all of the benefits that go along with salvation. We want mercy. We want grace. We want unconditional love. We want the blessings. We want the bling bling. We want it all from God. Everything God got, we want that and some more. Praise the Lamb of God. Yet, we struggle with what he has pronounced over our life. Watch this now. Watch this. Listen to what the scripture says. It says, as many as believed upon him, gave he the power to become the sons of God or the children of God. It does not say as many as believed upon him are the sons or the children of God. Praise the Lamb of God, because that's a dynamic difference. And you are is a state you're in.
Yes.
Praise the Lamb of God. Look what he said. He said, I've given you power to become. So therefore, within the belief system or dynamic of God, he's already placed, praise the Lamb of God, the processing. He said, watch this. I'm going to give you the ability to believe what you can't believe.
All right.
Watch this now. Watch this now. Watch this now. I'm going to give you the ability to believe what you can't believe, and that is that I can change you from darkness to light. I'm going to give you the ability to believe, praise the Lamb of God, that your life can be much better if you allow me to orchestrate. I'm going to give you the ability to believe, praise the Lamb of God, that I can use you in the same capacity that I was used in the earth realm, if in fact, praise the Lamb of God, you can believe. Now watch this, watch this, watch this, I'm finished, watch this. The Bible tells us this, it's impossible to please God without faith.
Amen.
Watch this. Watch this. As many as believed upon him gave him power to become the sons of God. Watch this. Watch this. Faith is an action word. So no matter what I believe, if I don't act upon my belief, help me, somebody. Praise the Lord. What we've been dealing with since the first of the year is a term that is used called contradiction, the law of contradiction. This is the law of contradiction. I believe God is God.
Right.
I believe that Christ died for me.
Yes.
I believe he rose from the grave. I believe that the Bible is the word of God.
Amen.
I believe what God has spoken over my life. But I'm not going to take a step in the direction to cause what God has said and done, come on, talk to me, to come into fulfillment for me. Something is, I don't want to insult nobody, but something is, well, truth church, no, I'll just say it. Something is a little retarded about that. There's something, yeah, I said the word retarded. It's in the book, it's in the dictionary. There's something crazy about, watch this. I believe Jesus is Lord. I believe that the Bible is the word of God. I believe every jot and tittle of it from front to back. I even believe the prophetic word to the extent that I say, I know God has planned for my life. But the ability, watch this, the power that he gave me to believe is set in me making some changes.
Yes. Okay.
That I have to make.
Yes.
Okay, praise the Lord. Because I found out something. You can sit on the sofa and you can cry in your bed. You can wet your pillow. You can do whatever you want to. Nothing is going to change till you start changing. Okay, praise the Lord. Nothing is going to change until you start changing. When you start changing it, change will start assisting you in the change. God will start assisting you with his own power to make you what you are. See, this is one of the problems is a lot of people come in and get saved and stuff, don't understand that all of us used to sit where you sit, sitting at.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Everybody in this room used to be, praise God, somebody who was confused in themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No matter what our last names are, our cultural backgrounds,
amen,
all of us been jacked up.
Amen.
All of us been jacked up.
Yeah.
Hello, my brother. Praise God. You look at a man in a suit preaching to you, but you wasn't there when I was selling drugs.
Yeah.
Come on, talk to me here. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yeah.
You wasn't there when I wanted to commit suicide. You wasn't there when I was confused about my purpose.
Amen.
When I used to stand and ask, why was I born?
Right.
When I used to stand and say, I don't see no need for me to be in the world.
Okay.
Yeah. But now, after I've come to a point of belief,
yes,
praise the Lord. Now watch this. Watch this. There are stages of belief. Praise God. I'm finished. There are stages of belief. Praise God. There's an elementary stage that says I believe, but yet you don't believe. Watch this. There's another stage that says I kind of believe.
Okay.
Come on, talk to me. Then there's another step that says I shall not believe.
Right.
And when you get to the shall not believe,
yes,
you should be at a place, praise the Lamb of God, that you're tired. Mm. You wore out with the other two stages.
Right.
And that now, since I do believe it, something has to happen in my life, praise the Lamb of God, to cause change.
Amen.
Because when Jesus came into the world, he came in the world to effect change.
Yes,
he
did.
He didn't come in the world to live, crucified, suffer, and all of that, and raised from the dead for everything to stay the same way it was.
Amen.
He came for change. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lamb of God. So now, watch this. If you have received him, then what he came for automatically start happening with you.
Y'all want to
handle this. Praise the Lamb of God, because this challenges you on your faith and belief level. Praise God. If I really got Christ, then I should be involving into something that I wasn't when I met him. Come on, talk to me, people. Praise God. I should be constantly and consistently changing, and not just by the gray hair on my head. Come on, help me here, somebody. Not that I'm going to need a set of dentures when I get older.
Right.
Not yet physiologically. I should be changing inwardly.
Yeah.
I should be bursting forth with more love for people.
Come on.
Help me here, somebody. Praise God. Things that I used to get caught up in, I shouldn't be getting caught up in that no more. I should be changing for the better, praise the Lord, because now not only do I believe the report, I know that I'm a son of God. I know I'm a child of God, and because I'm a child of God, I don't have to accept the status quo.
Right.
Praise the Lamb of God. I'm peculiar.
Yes. Right.
I'm a different type of personality.
Yes.
Praise the Lamb of God. And last of all, I'm powerful.
Yes.
Praise the Lamb of God. I have power over every demon of hell. Well, I know somebody said, yeah, you say that. Yeah, I know this.
Yes.
Praise the Lamb. Because Mark tells us, praise the Lamb of God, Jesus says to his disciples, you go and preach, and as many and believe what you're preaching, watch what he says. Yes. Praise the Lord. They shall receive power. The first thing is to cast out devils.
Right.
Let me hear somebody. They shall speak with new tongues.
Right.
Praise the Lamb of God. So if you're not coming to a place in your life that you are evolving and you find yourself stuck, it's only because you haven't believed to the level.
Come on.
Praise the Lamb of God. That you must keep changing.
Yes, yes.
You must keep changing. No matter what nobody think about you, uh-huh. What nobody say about you, yes. How nobody feel about you.
Yes.
You know within yourself, mm-hmm. That the God in me, uh-huh. Is there to stay and is growing every day.
Yes.
You know within yourself that you've been changed.
Yes.
Praise the Lamb of God. Through the redemptive blood and the power of Jesus Christ. Now, if that's not the gospel, then you show it to me. God bless you. The door of the church is open. Come through. Praise God. Listen to me. Give me something. Listen to me. Praise God. Listen to me. People of God, things are happening too fast in our world right now.
Yeah.
It ain't like we used to be. Believe, go home, live on the common. And every time you hear about an accidental death, everybody's like, wow, for real? Now, death is so common and prevalent until it don't even move. Somebody said, oh, it was a big accident and piled up and 50 people died. Really? What had happened there? And you keep right on truck.
Right.
That Houston would stop an entire city. Praise the Lamb of God. You hear of tragedies, circumstances used to cause an irritation inside of people until they would expect change because they believed that it wasn't right. And that righteousness needed to happen. They knew that righteousness had to run down like a mighty stream. When we look at what's going on down in Florida, our young boys are just being shot down for no apparent reason, no proof, no evidence, anything sinister. And you sit comfortable about it just like you're watching a motion picture. It's the signs of the time. Praise God. That was a day when one person got baptized, you couldn't get to the church. The whole community wanted to witness the change that's happening in one person. Something has happened in our hearts. Something has happened in our minds. Something has happened in our lives. Praise God. Tomorrow, the next hour, the next few minutes, I promise to you. And I'm going to say this, and you take it for what it's worth. There's only one way. One means whereby man can be saved. That's through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The Jews were saved because they believed that he was coming. They believed in his coming. We're saved because we believe that he came. Hello, my brothers. Praise God. Their rejection was not accepted. Because they rejected Christ. The Bible says, so he turned to the Gentiles, whom we are. Why would you neglect such a great gift that you can have eternal life? That God can change your destination today if you can believe that Christ died for your sins and that he rose from the grave. You can believe that with top shelf belief. Praise God. Not that we're all talking about belief, but Jesus did a lot to make his disciples believe. That's why some of us go through so much hell, because we had to get us to a point to believe. Y'all need somebody. Praise God. You have an opportunity today, no matter what church you want to belong to come out of this hot spot into a comfortable zone with God. If you can just accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you can believe what I told you, then you can come right now and receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, as your Lord. Jesus says this, many has believed upon me and are baptized. That's why we baptize you today. You need this. You need Christ. Don't gamble with your life. Don't gamble with your eternal life. Because you must go somewhere when you die. There's somebody here, pray, that needs to accept Christ. And I know it is because I'm here. You need to really accept Christ as your Lord and Savior. And let him sit on the throne of your heart. Praise God. You're going to need him. You do need him. You got to have him. We offer Christ to you if you just will come. Accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. It don't hurt, it don't cost nothing. All you have to do is believe. It's just that simple.
Savior, we can move the mountains. the miracle in your mouth just so you can have some guidance and thought of what I'm talking about. And we continue in our miracle series. But as we look at what transpired in the days of Jesus, Jesus provided his disciples, praise the Lord, with a, and the people that he taught with a schooling that would prepare them for the outpouring. Jesus knew what was going to happen, him being God in the flesh. He recognized that he was going away. He recognized the mandate of Calvary. He knew why he was born. He knew his purposes. None of that was a revelation. Not even in the Garden of Gethsemane, it wasn't a revelation. When Jesus cried to his Father, he always knew his purpose. He always knew his purpose. Praise the Lamb of God. He always knew his purpose. And because he knew his purpose caused him, praise the Lamb of God, to have a paradigm or a perception of things that was different from others. Because since he knew his purpose, that was things Jesus would involve himself in. Because it did not include, praise the Lamb of God, what his purpose demanded. See, somebody would have really grabbed that if you knew that I was just trying to let you know that, praise the Lamb. The reason why we're so wild with ourselves and even with our tongue and so loose is because we have no purpose. When you have purpose, your purpose, praise the Lamb of God, dictates what you say, what you do, where you go, how you act, how you look, how you carry yourself, how you perform, what you engage in, what you disengage from. Praise the Lamb of God. Jesus was of this mindset, and you see it throughout the gospel. You see it when he engaged with people, praise the Lamb of God. Many times he'll say to them, what have I to do with you? My hour has not come. In other words, you are not included in my purpose. You're not supposed to be engaging me. Praise the Lamb of God. I have nothing to do with you. Praise the Lord. There's some people that come in your life that you really need to say, what have I to do with you? You're not a part of my hour. You're not a part of my life. You're not a part of what, praise the Lamb of God, God has predestined for me. Praise the Lord. But the issue is in the loss of purpose. When we don't understand purpose, when we don't understand our purpose, then, praise the Lamb of God, we have no way to pinpoint our destiny. We don't understand what God really is doing with us, what he's trying to do with us, praise the Lamb of God, and what he desires to do with us. My God in heaven, praise the Lord. I just saw something. I'll tell y'all about it later. Praise the Lord in the Spirit over there. Praise the Lord. I just saw something. Hallelujah. Well, let me tell you this. Praise the Lord. The purposes of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. It's just all over there, everywhere. Praise y'all know y'all sitting in the company of angels. You need to open your eyes a little wider. Praise the Lord. Let me know because I don't want to disturb my mind. Watch this now. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, that is a performance, praise the Lamb of God, that must take place because of your purpose. Now, I'm going to breeze through this because I know I'm not intelligent and smart, but an analogy, just let me give you, praise the Lamb of God, if you all were chosen, or we all were chosen to act our role in a script in Hollywood. The first thing they're going to let you know is the purpose why they selected you. The second thing they're going to do is they're going to give you your script. Your script entails several things. One of the things that it entails is what you're going to say. How you're going to say it. What manner you're going to say it in. Come on, talk to me here. Praise the Lamb of God. Then it entails your performance. Your performance has a lot to do with your makeup, praise the Lamb of God, how you want to look in this movie. They might want you to look older. They might want you to gain weight. They might want you to lose weight. There's always something, praise the Lamb of God, that they do in Hollywood to alter who you really are. Praise the Lamb of God. So you can fit the character. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all know I'm telling the truth here. Well, y'all will say amen. I'm just going to finish and sit down. Y'all are tired. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But I really got something to tell you today if y'all want to hear. Praise the Lord. So therefore, praise the Lamb of God. Be able, praise the Lamb of God, watch this, to participate in the movement, no matter how you want to be the person that you are,
All right.
You must submit yourself to change. Praise the Lamb of God. The average person that works in Hollywood that becomes successful, watch this, is the person who can absorb the spirit of the character. Praise the Lord. When they interview, praise the Lamb of God, Jamie Foxx, when Jamie Foxx did the movie on Ray Charles.
Yeah.
Okay, y'all come over with me here a minute. When I saw that interview, what he said was, he said, I watched everything, listen to every song until I absorbed Ray Charles' spirit.
Yeah.
I went and talked to everybody that knew him. I wanted to know how he laughed, his pitch. I wanted to know everything so that I could take him home.
Yeah.
And download him in myself so I could be him throughout the performance. But people of God, that's what Christ expects of us. Praise the Lamb of God. He expects for us to allow him to adjust us. Seeing that the world has destroyed us now, I'm going to jump ahead and I'm going back and train back up and pick up the caboose. Is that all right? Praise the Lamb of God. Look what happens here. James, I'm jumping ahead. James tells us, praise the Lamb of God, how we really acted before, praise the Lamb of God, our release so much negativity, praise the name of God, out of your mouth until, without you knowing, it's performing what you say. She sees that the problem is, praise the name of God, hallelujah. The problem is, I'm going to share, the problem is that so many of us have not paid attention to what happened to us when we first was born again. If you really been born again. I'm really talking about those of us that have conversion experience, not who grew up in the church. I'm talking about people, praise the Lamb of God, who came to a place to recognize that they were rid of a sinner. Hello, that was. Praise the Lamb of God. And then repenting of their sins for godly sorrow and tears, praise the Lamb of God. All their tears are necessary. But usually when you see yourself really as you are, it brings the tears. That's all right, brothers. Knowing that God should have healed you a long time ago causes you to submit yourself to His mercy and His grace. Receiving Jesus Christ as Lord, praise the name of God, you come to a place of knowing. Watch this. You come to a place of knowing that your past life was the life to live. Now watch this. Now, you also are awakened to the fact of how you was duped into it. Praise the Lamb of God. How was I duped into it? Because I have an enemy. Come on, talk to me. That goes about as a roaring lion, see if he can destroy. We have an enemy, praise the Lamb of God, that tricks us before we get to the cross. Before you get to Christ, you already dead as goods. Don't need us somebody. No matter how good looking or how real you think you are, you were jacked up when you met Jesus.
Yes, yes.
Come on, talk to me, y'all. I'm not surprised about this.
Yes.
You were jacked up when you met Jesus. But since you met the Lord, praise the name of God, hallelujah, since you had that encounter, something changed.
Yes.
Now, since something changed in you, praise the name of God, your outlook was different. Come on, talk to me. Praise the Lord. Your perception of things were different. Praise the Lord. If you start speaking, praise the Lamb of God, that you were saved, and you act like you were saved.
Yeah.
That's a Satan pulled the rug from under your feet.
Yeah.
I'll hear somebody. And then once Satan pulled the rug from under our feet, we start acting like our old self.
Yeah.
I'll hear somebody. We start growing old faces.
Yeah.
We start doing old things. And we start speaking old words. Come on, talk to me. Do you remember when you first got saved by the one curse?
Yeah.
Come on, talk to me. Now, cursing is almost second nature with you, and you're still saved.
All right, now.
Okay, come on. Now, you just try to get what you get in the first time. Praise the Lamb of God. That profanity, praise the Lamb of God, slips out of your mouth faster than the word.
Yeah. All right, now.
But think about how long the Lord was when you got saved.
Yeah. All right, now.
When you profess Christ, but at the same time, praise the Lamb of God, you see yourself progressing. You have grown away from a lot of things, but you have grown in a lot of things.
All right, now,
and that's two different things. That's two different things. Praise God, you see, it's one different thing for you to know that somebody you serve and you break away from. Don't be here, somebody, because that's not my lifestyle no more. But as James just told us, it's very difficult for you to break some of your habits.
All right.
Help me hear somebody. Praise the Lamb of God. Some people can walk away from a lot of things, but they can't break the habits that's in them. Come on, talk to me. Yeah, we continue to smoke. Might as well on that. We continue to do a whole lot of things. We continue to overeat. Help me hear somebody. But you walk away from your pride.
Right now.
You run away from your crowd, but you can't break your habit. Right. And some wrong with that picture though. So come on, walk with me. Jesus reprogrammed his disciples with word for 3 years. On everyday basis. With demonstration and power. Am I right or wrong? Disciples was with him for 3 years, right? Praise the name of the public ministry. 3 years he called them in his public ministry. They stayed with him. Everywhere he went, they were there. He taught them daily. Even when he went teaching the crowd, he was teaching them. They had ongoing teaching. By preaching that, come on, talk to me here. By staff, praise the name by example, by demonstration, Jesus just kept doing it. He just kept doing it, praise the Lamb of God. You know why? He was trying to change them. He even pointed out others that were wrong, that would be like that. Praise the Lamb of God. Because watch this. He was trying to bring them into a place of subjection. He was trying to bring them into a place of self-discipline. Now, you know he had Peter with him. Y'all know Peter? The one thing we know about Peter, even before we say he's a fisherman, we say he's a great cuss. Because the Bible talks about Peter's mouth. Praise the Lamb of God. All right. You know, all of us kids are Peter. One way or another, we know a Peter, right? We know a Peter. Praise the Lamb. Okay. Sometimes we find Peter in the mirror. Praise the Lord. You get down when you get home. I'm like, well, watch this now. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Jesus knew, praise the Lamb of God, that in order for the change to come, watch this, it had to happen first in the seat of intellect. Watch this. He knew that your intelligence system needed to be changed. Praise the Lamb of God. He knew where you take your directions from. Praise the Lamb of God. It had to be changed. Our problem is, we still give ourselves thoughts. Okay? Praise the Lamb of God. Praise the Lamb. Okay? Okay. Now, let me go on back to the Lord. I said, otherwise, all the eyes battle these and serious about all this kind of stuff. Praise the Lamb of God. Watch this. The White House has an intelligence center. Y'all know that, right? That's where all of the information is downloaded to, disseminated to, and disseminated from. They are the researchers. They are the investigators. Praise the Lamb of God. After they get all the data together, then, praise the Lamb of God, they bring the president. He makes a decision on it. And then it goes out to everybody else. That's the way that works. Praise God. Y'all with me on that? Praise God. Watch this. Watch this. Who is over your intelligence center? That's in you. Who is over your seat of intellect? Who is over your intelligence? And what does it mean? What does it mean? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Say. Now watch this now. I got to mess with y'all up because I know you're going to wrap with this. But when God created Adam and he breathed the breath of life into him and said, Adam became what? A what? A living soul. In other words, the seed of intellect was all God. God, you didn't get that. God didn't get that. Okay. You think about it when you get home. That's why God told him, don't eat that tree. Because if you eat an entry, it's going to change your intelligence center. Y'all listen to me, right? So this is going to give you the wrong knowledge. This is going to give you the knowledge of good and evil, and you don't even need that. All you need is my word. All you need is me to control you. But when you get this, you're going to struggle with my control. Praise the Lord, by God. I'm struggling conceit of intellect, praise the Lamb of God, has been destroyed. He has messed up your mind. Hallelujah, because that's where all the issues come from. It comes from there, it goes straight up to your head. Praise the Lamb of God. It comes from there, goes straight up to your head. Your head deals with it. Praise the Lamb of God. And disagrees or agrees, and then it comes out of your mouth. And some of us have such a habit, praise the Lamb of God, of not filtering what comes forth. We just speak it. Come on, God. We don't filter it and say, is this God? It's what I'm about to say, is this God? Because, I said, the power that I have, since I've been transformed, has given me the power of creativity. Since I've been created by the spoken word, just the way God wants me. Okay, let me tell you this. Praise the Lamb of God. Well, see, I gotta tell you all this. Praise the Lamb. Well, I'll tell you this already. Watch this. Praise the Lamb of God. When God gave Adam the ability, Adam had God's paradigm, his perception, to see the intellect was alright, made his man alright, made his word powerful. Watch how powerful it made. God brought everything he created to Adam and said, name it. He said, whatever you name it. We say that's what it shall be as far as the name. But the name dictates your performance. That's what we get that is. Praise God. Know why? Because our seat of intellect and mind is so messed up to rename things anything without a thought of what it's going to perform. Don't be there somebody. Praise the Lamb of God. That's why your kid named Mercedes. You named your kid after a car. Don't be there somebody. Praise the Lamb of God. Because we have no thought of what the performance is going to be. All you had a thought was that you wanted a Mercedes. You didn't even own them, but anybody who owned a Mercedes would name a child Mercedes. You know why? Because Mercedes break down too. Help me hear somebody. Praise the Lord. You got your child Mercedes, you said, that's how much money I got to pay for you. Come on, talk to me. You're going to break down, you're going to need maintenance, and it's going to cost you a lot of money. Because the headlight on a Mercedes Benz costs more than a Chevy.
That's right.
Help me hear somebody. Okay, y'all are going to receive this. Watch this now. So now, God tells him, he said, name what you want to name. Praise the Lamb of God. Can I submit this to you? Praise the Lamb of God. That when God created them, he gave them one performance. Multiply. When he created the cattle, he didn't name them cow. He named them cow. So watch this now. When he created all that that swam in the earth, he said, in the ocean, he said, and let that be, let the waters bring forth. He didn't name a whale today. Right. Come on, talk to him.
Right.
When he said the fowls of the air, he didn't name this one a raven, that one an eagle, he didn't name them. In other words, all God told him to do was multiply. Praise God. That was their performance. To multiply and replenish the earth. Praise God. Watch out. I just want you to see this now. Praise God. But when Adam comes along, when he gives them a name.
Alright.
Don't hear somebody.
Yeah.
The name has performance built into it.
Amen.
Okay. Praise God. Okay. Alright. Watch this now. Praise the Lamb of God. What does that mean? When you look at it, and God called man Adam. Adam named father of all living. All their fathers supposed to name things. All creation was subject to Adam. So Adam named all creation. Because all creation was his. Watch this. God tells y'all what I'm going to do. I'm going to say it again. I'm going to put the icing on this. We'll finish it next Sunday. Watch this. Now, Praise the Lamb of God. Since the eye of the head is right, his tongue is right, we see Satan distorts that. Mm-hmm. Why does Satan sow the lie? Mm-hmm. When the lie comes out, he reverses whatever the truth is. Are y'all listening to me? That's why it's not good for you to be a hypocrite. Because when you're a hypocrite, you speak truth, but you perform a lie. And until you come to grips with yourself, you will become a greater and greater hypocrite. You will get being a perpetrator down to a silence, which is living a lie. And then everything you do will be a lie. Every covenant you make will be a lie. You won't even pay your life here one time. Your life. You got the money, but you won't pay. Because you have spoken this over yourself. You have done this. Watch this. So now, God says, in order for man to live out, praise the Lamb of God, what I created him for, says, he is in my image and my likeness, I will change his seed of Israel. So then Jesus comes on the scene. Jesus stops the process. Praise the Lamb of God. He stops his process. Watch this. He stops the process. He says, now, once you get this, and you get born again and converted, he says, watch this. Now, I got to change your tongue. But this is y'all just got to grab me. Watch this. Come over with me this second. Acts the second chapter. We'll finish this next week. Watch this. Acts the second chapter. Praise the Lamb of God. Watch this. Watch this now. It says, when the day of the apostles will come, there was one place on one corner that came the sound of the mighty rushing wind. Right? Praise the Lamb of God. Watch this. And cloven tongues lit up upon them all. Tongues of fire. Tongues of fire. Watch what James said. He said, the tongue is a little fire. Praise the Lamb, they're killing it much.
Wow.
Remember, tongues set upon them. Praise the Lamb, right? I'm going to leave you with this. When the tongues set upon them, praise the Lamb of God, the Bible says, and they began to speak with brand new tongues.
Right.
Let them marinate in the spirit. They begin to talk in a different language. Okay, now see, we're good for us to have this out. Next week, talk about the different language, because a lot of y'all think that's just the battle. Praise that. You know, that is the gift. But what is the gift doing?
All right.
Praise the Lamb of God. God didn't give you no gift just to speak in the air. Hello, Bible. Praise the Lamb of God. Are y'all with me? Praise the Lamb of God. Watch this. There are all of them on one day, don't deal with that, or one door. There are binding the teachings of Jesus. So the word was torn down in. And their seed of intellect, it was living according to the dictates of the word. Watch this now. And a Pharaoh came. As the mind rushing wing. Right? Clothed in on the fire. lamb of God. I leave you with that question. Praise the Lord, that's why I is. We're dealing with that next week. Why does God have to change your tongue? Why did he give him a new tongue? Praise the Lamb of God. Why did he give him a new heart? A new mind? New skin? Why did he give him a new tongue? Father, the word has gone forth. I told him, hallelujah, I shared what you gave me. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Rich your revelations, rich the wisdom of your word is. And I know, Father, you've exalted your word above your name. Hallelujah. Because of that, I reverence your word in the highest. Hallelujah. But oh, Father, that your people would, that we would all see your word as you, that we would see that the word was made flesh. Hallelujah. That every time we pick up your word and read it, we're reading you. Oh God in heaven, if we could give the revelation, hallelujah, of your word and the power of your word, then we would understand why you changed the tongue. We would understand. Hallelujah. We're being really filled with your spirit means. And we would crave it. And we would desire it, Father. There's just a few here. But I've already seen your presence. Hallelujah. Through my spiritual eye. And I thank you. I thank you for angels encamping all around us. Hallelujah. Blessing. Touching. The needy ones. Oh, Father. And I don't know because we're in this holy place or we're in a holy state, but we don't want to leave you here. We want you to go home with us. Hallelujah. And we want your word to stay in us and marinate and incubate. Hallelujah. Until we take inventory of ourselves, of our own actions, of our own words. And we guard the words that come out of our mouth. That we ask ourselves, from whence cometh this? Whether it's from you, or is it there that the enemy has sown? So we can talk like you. Hallelujah. That we can do what you do. Bless us. Bless this table. From its temple to its spiritual use. Bless this table. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, until it becomes Word of God, until it becomes you, we eat and drink you. Hallelujah. Oh, purge us. Forgive us of sin. Forgive us of shortcoming. We examine ourselves even now. We look to your suffering and your shame. There we walk over the seal. You tagged all of our sins to the cross. You bore them all for us. Then you paid the price for all you died. And you rose again. You rose victorious. Hallelujah. You spent your spirit back to the Father. And it wasn't tainted when you sent it back. So when you send it back in Pentecost, and you give us the outpouring, it's not tainted, Father. Hallelujah. We want to be filled afresh. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Ghost, thank you. We want to be filled brand new. Elect us. We want to be in the number.